Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big and ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Hello.
I'm your host, Colleen Ballinger, here with my beautiful co-host, Carrot Eric Stocklin.
Well, thank you.
And we
have a special guest, a fly.
A fly that's driving me so crazy.
It's driving Colleen absolutely bonkers.
It's like the one thing.
Doesn't bother me in the slightest, but it's all she can talk about is that there's a fly loose in the studio.
It's something that makes, it's like one of the few things in this world that makes me actually rage.
A bug existing?
No, not a bug existing. That's fine. Exist all you want. But when it flies right past me, like the like that sound it makes, when it's like zoom, and it like buzzes by your face. Oh, it makes me, because it like
I think it
scares
fine.
Me.
It doesn't remind you that you live in the world and there's other things and they sometimes go past you. It's
okay.
Just keep walking. Did you live in New York?
A life.
Didn't you
Relax.
Live in New York City? Didn't
Relax.
You live in? Didn't you want to, at one point have an apartment in Manhattan and you're like talking about a bug in your podcast room?
Yeah, I would way rather do. I would. Are you kidding? Like, I'd way rather stand in a 100-degree humid,
no,
piss stinky
you wouldn't.
Subway waiting over an hour for my subway to come at 1 a.m. than listen to this fly buzz by my face.
Okay.
I swear to you. And no, hearing a fly buzz by my face does not remind me that I live in the world. What are you, Buddha?
Yes, I am trying to be.
So we're using tiny mics today because we're painting today. We had this idea a long time ago. I think actually Eric had this idea. It was also a trend. I saw comments asking us to do this too.
Yeah, I saw it as like a TikTok trend where people were like doing date nights where they were painting portraits of their significant others, and then but not showing them till the end,
right?
Kind of a thing, yeah.
Right, and so Eric surprised me actually, sweetly, like a little angel man he is, with a date night the other night, and he set up all this painting stuff. And so this is something that started a couple nights ago, and we've kind of chipped away at these paintings a little bit each night. Just a little bit, though, like 10 minutes here and there the last couple nights. We still have not seen each other's paintings, and so we're going to try to finish it here on the
Don't
podcast.
Look.
Although, I'm not looking. I haven't seen anything, but I do see that you have a Sharpie, which is not
mixed
paint.
Mixed media.
Okay, girl. I didn't know that
I'm
we could
artist.
Use Sharpies. But I have a rag here. One, just so that I can... Wait, hold on. I have to sneeze. Oh, my God. That was so... I've been needing to sneeze since we started the episode. It's just
How
been
it
like...
Feel?
Tickling the inside of my nose. It felt good. All right, love. So while I get working on my painting,
yes,
oh my
please.
God, this is...
How's it going?
Not great, love. Not great at all.
It's not going good?
No.
Okay.
Not quite. But here, how about you go ahead and tell me who needs to relax for you this weekend?
I'm having a real issue with my phone, and I'm sure I've complained about...
Your phone?
Phones or technology many times on when we talk.
You have?
So two phones in a row, the plug where you charge the phone, obviously like a major like necessity for the phone being functioning, has stopped working.
Yeah, I think this probably has been relaxed before.
This is my second phone in a row where this has happened. But like they have that thing where it's like, oh, you can do the magnetic charger on the back.
Right.
Which nobody uses, I assume.
I think people use it. I don't really use it because I have a pop socket, so it doesn't really work on mine. But I know people use it, right?
Well, no, because like the phone case, I feel like is an adaptable and whatever. So I feel like most people, like when they charge their phones, they plug in. I'm just going to assume that.
Okay.
For my story.
Okay.
Second phone. So first one stopped plugging in. It was so annoying to me that I was like, well, I have to get a new phone.
Okay.
This phone is 6 months old. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened. The plug stopped working.
Okay.
So I went to the Apple store, and I was like, what do I do here? Do I just buy the new phone? And the guy, the Apple store worker, looked at me and was like, well, it's August.
What?
Meaning that like they're going to come out with a new iPhone in a month or two, probably.
Wait, he just said it's August to you?
Yes, meaning that like usually in September or October they unveil the new one. So to buy a new iPhone in August is like, I feel like, the silliest thing ever.
Oh, okay.
Because they're going to come out with a new one. You're going to buy it. And, right. And I feel like this historically has happened to me every time I've ever gotten an iPhone. Mm-hmm. But the thing that tickles me is that, like, I had that magnetic charger, which was the only way to charge my phone mm-hmm. when we went to San Francisco.
Oh, did you leave it?
Left it in the hotel room, of course, because, like, as we've established on this podcast, if there's anything I do whenever I stay at a hotel is that I what do they call it when you
leave your charger?
Yeah,
pay
it forward.
I
leave my charger for the next person. You know what I mean? As like a nicety. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not because I forgot it. It's just because I want the next person to have a magnetic charger for them when they check in. And so I did. So the only other charger I have for my phone is this random alarm clock that I bought on Amazon one time, like a few months ago. Where it has, like, which I was like, well, I'm never going to need that. But this alarm clock had, like, the magnetic charger on top of it. Mm-hmm. So I've been carrying around this like, wooden box of
where
an alarm clock.
That? I saw that the other
and
day.
And you saw me. I'm sure you've seen
it. I didn't
me,
see like, you, but I saw it somewhere. And I was like, why? It was in the kitchen. I was like, why is that random weird
alarm clock
alarm
in the
clock?
Kitchen? Yeah, because it's the only way I can charge my phone.
Oh, my God.
Which, by the way, it's, like, it's dying, like, super fast. Like,
so why can't you, like,
so
buy
So I'm carrying around this
charger.
Alarm clock with me everywhere I go.
Why don't you buy a charger?
Oh, when I was in the Apple store asking them about the new iPhones?
Yeah.
Well, because like that felt like, why would I felt like a waste of money. It did. It genuinely felt like a waste of money to like buy a magnetic phone charger because like their phone charger plugged. So I wondered if anybody else that hears this is like, yeah, like the plug to charge the thing that needs to be plugged into charge every day stops working
and
like
the guy,
very
the guy
easily. Like nothing happened. Nothing tragic happened. Like I didn't drop it off the side of a building or in the ocean or like anything crazy. Like it just like eventually the plug felt like looser than, you know, didn't feel like a tight seal. And then it stopped charging. It's just all together. Then I would have to like tilt it to charge my phone. I'd have to like push it in really hard and like tilt it. This isn't a metaphor for anything. And then eventually just stopped charging it altogether. So I had to use the back magnetic charger. Which also makes the phone really hot.
Really? See,
like
here's
boiling,
the thing.
Boiling
I feel like this
hot.
Happens to you a
like
lot.
Like cooking egg hot.
Like every
well,
phone.
I'm telling you, this happened two times in a row.
It has never happened to me. So I'm like so confused why you keep
well,
getting dead phones that keep doing this.
Well, like, that's why I'm bringing it up because I'm like, I wonder if anyone else.
Well, is there something, must be getting into where
so at
like,
the end
the
of the podcast,
charges.
We're going to unveil the paintings to each other?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wait, that, yes?
Just making sure that was established.
Did we not establish that?
I don't know. Well, am I going to get to see your painting by the end of this?
You know what?
Are you going to be ready?
Unfortunately, I don't know, love. This is not going well. So hopefully, but I've already messed up.
What are you
up.
Working on now?
You're not allowed to ask questions about
okay.
it, are you? Is that
I
part
don't know.
Of the deal? Well, I don't. That's never happened to me in my phone charger. But I think that's a matter of like you're getting something into the little like charging port. Yeah, right? Isn't that what that means?
Like what?
I don't know, food, water, something.
Sand.
Lint. I don't sweat.
Sweat into
know.
The port.
I don't know.
No, I don't. I don't know. I don't know. It just seems to me like it happened for the first time that last phone, and I was like, ugh, this is really annoying. I have to get a whole new phone because I'm so sick of having to charge it on the magnetic charger. Did that, and then even like within months, the same thing happened. And so now I'm like waiting until they unveil the new iPhone. Like I'm like, oh, I can make it 2 months doing like carrying around this alarm clock with me everywhere I go. Literally, what I'm doing.
Why not just get a? How much are the? How much are those magnetic chargers?
I don't know. I'm stubborn.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, is it going to be worth it? Because then I'm going to wait for the new iPhone, and then it's going to be the same thing. So like, green techs, Samsung, rise up. Tell me, like, should I just like? Can you not have an iPhone?
People do that.
I don't know.
I'm not doing that.
I feel like this is what a monopoly is. Like you kind of have to, right?
Well,
this day and age.
No, a lot of people don't have them. I'm not one of those people. But you can be one if you would like. I'm not going to join you in that.
I feel like
effort.
I could.
I think you would hate it. You don't think
what?
Having not an iPhone.
I feel like I'd love it if I had like an old flip phone that like just did nothing.
I think you would not like that at all. I think you would be so frustrated because you use, we've talked about this before, you use your phone for so many things. Like we're constantly Googling things and directions to things and ordering food.
But I don't need it. I didn't need it before. I didn't need it before it existed.
Before what? The internet? Like, yeah. Obviously. But, like, the world is the internet now. Well, I'm sorry to hear all of that.
I don't know. It's not an exciting one. But
it is.
But it is, like, I just thought it was funny. And I wondered if you'd noticed that I've been carrying around an alarm clock with me.
I did notice that weird alarm clock.
From room to room at night. Because that's when your phone generally dies. And you're like,
I did notice that last night, the alarm clock. Okay,
well, that explains it.
My relax is, okay, I have a couple of stupid little things here. But one of them is, Flynn was talking about different kinds of sea creatures, as he does. And he was telling me about a crawfish in a recent video. And I was putting text on the screen, like, to the different, like, animals he was talking about. And I was spelling crawfish. Do you know how to spell crawfish?
I believe so.
Spell it.
C-R-A-W-F-I-S-H.
Right. That's what I thought too.
Is it spelled a different way?
C-R-A-Y.
Crayfish. Yeah, I feel like I knew that.
Wait. Yeah, but why is it spelled like that?
When I was a kid, we called them crayfish.
So am I saying it wrong? Is it not crawfish? Is it crayfish?
I don't know.
It really upset me.
I'm old now, so I don't know.
I literally was like, am I looking up the wrong thing?
Have you ever caught one?
No.
Oh.
But so you do call it crayfish?
When I was a kid, we did, yeah.
But, like, is that what it's called?
I'm sure. I think it's crawfish. I think you're wrong. But we would say crayfish.
It is crawfish, but that is how people.
Crawfish, but it's spelled crayfish?
It's spelled crayfish. Like, I literally spelled crawfish and. What pops up, it corrects it for me and spells crayfish. Look at this. That's what it says. C-R-A-Y. That really bothers me. Like, if it's, if am Why? I spell, wait.
Why does it bother you?
Crayfish and crawfish are different terms used to refer to the same animal. But when I search crawfish, wait, this one does, oh, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Now when I Google it, I do see it spelled C-R-A-W as well. But it, the first thing it does is corrects it to C-R-A-Y. So wait, are they? But they're both the same thing, crayfish and crawfish. It bothers me that people say crawfish
weird.
If it's spelled crayfish. I don't like when spelling doesn't match how it sounds. It really bothers me. There's a lot of words in the English language that do that that really bother me, and that's one of them.
Go ahead, give me an example.
Okay, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday. Get a life. Spell it Wednesday.
So just days.
No, not just days. Like crawfish. It bothers me.
I think it's almost weirder that there's, like, we get it. There's lobsters. They're in the ocean. We catch them, and they're, like, really tasty when you put them in, like, a brioche roll. We get it. But, like, we're going to have, like, a small creek in the middle of the woods, and there's going to be mini lobsters in there? Like, that's crazy. And we're going to call them crawfish or crayfish?
They're lobsters?
What do they look like to you?
Shrimp, kind of.
They look like mini lobsters.
Oh. They do?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess they do look like a little lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, wait, really? They're like little lobsters.
Have you ever been to, like, someone from Louisiana, like a friend, like, and they have like a crawfish, crayfish, like, bake? Have you been to that? People have, like, parties where they're like, we're going
to
have all these mini lobsters.
Yeah, what's it called? Like a boil, like a crawfish boil or something
sure.
like that? I don't remember what it's called. Yeah, I haven't been to like one, but I've been to restaurants where they have like the big pop
yeah.
full of a bunch of them with like a big hunks of corn and potatoes and
it's nuts to me because how do you even it's so like unique. Hey we understand that like the large chocolate bars exist but we're gonna have like the mini like Halloween candy
well, chocolate it's still
bar party.
Food right like it's
I don't know it's too complicated to be food I think
yeah I don't know well I don't like the spelling of it but see I'm, some yeah, but I, see this one says by Louisiana crawfish and it's spelled crawfish so what is the why do they have the two spellings and how come when I type in crawfish, it autocorrects it to crayfish? And do people say crayfish or crawfish? I just don't know. It really, really bothered me that I've always... It's,
the spelling of it.
Yeah, but now maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's spelled both ways and pronounced both ways. I don't know. I don't know the...
I don't know. How do you feel about this? Our son's love, passion for mm-hmm. these creatures has made me, as someone who liked seafood, not want to eat seafood at all.
Yeah.
We talk about, we have stuffies, plush toys mm-hmm. of squids and mm-hmm. octopus. Mm-hmm. And just thinking about how people are like, yeah, calamari. Like, I used to love fried calamari.
Right.
I can't do it anymore. we were in a restaurant and there was like two, there were like, well, the octopus is really good. And I was like, what do you mean?
Oh my God. That's like
that's the smartest, most amazing animal on the planet.
Right.
What do you mean it's really good to eat here? And I feel like that's the restaurant we got up and left from. That's the one we walked out of. Yeah, it was like that was like the their most popular thing. Yeah,
no, we went. No, it was the restaurant we went to. I think that had good octopus.
Did they both? Because I know the one, the first one we went to was like a sushi one where they were like known for. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Let's talk about that a second because we talked about it on my vlog channel a little bit. But we went to a restaurant and like the most horrific thing happened to me. This gave me so much freaking anxiety. We went to this restaurant that had really good reviews because I literally don't trust anything on the internet ever again. Like, you cannot trust literally anything because I will search, like, we searched for a good restaurant and you're not going to get the results of what the good restaurants are. You're going to get what has paid in like a sponsored post for someone to say they're a good restaurant. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because... Yeah. Eric was looking on some like reservation app, like a place where you can like get reservations to places. And on that app, it said that this one restaurant was like incredible, the best restaurant in the universe. And then we went there and I was like, wait, this place looks a little like sus. And then I looked it up on Yelp and it had like not great reviews.
Also, like every restaurant was in a hotel lobby, it seemed. And when we got there, the guy was like, well, you must be staying with us.
Yeah, he was like, why would you be here?
Why would you ever want to eat at this restaurant if you're not staying at this place?
But that has happened to me so many times recently, and it's made me so annoyed. Like, I was looking up some makeup product, like a moisturizer or something, yesterday. And I looked up, like, best moisturizers, like, 2024. Like, what's a good face moisturizer, whatever. And... the first few things that popped up were like these lists of like best moisturizers of 2024. And it was like, what you got? Oh, you got paint all over you. Oh my goodness.
Paint on my hands.
Well, we're painting, so you must have touched the paint, I guess.
Sorry.
That's okay. But I went to this website that said like best moisturizers in the universe. Here's a rag for you, Lovey.
Oh, thanks, love.
And
where'd you get a rag? You have an, I thought it was a paper towel. It's a rag?
Mm-hmm.
You have rags?
I have rags.
For what?
For rag things.
Yeah. Where'd this rag come from?
What if I suddenly
because you have
rag.
Paper towels in your lap.
No, this I have paper towels. Oh,
that
yeah,
was so confusing, and you're
yeah,
like,
I do.
You're like, I have paper towels, but I'm
and
handing you a
rag.
Who has a rag?
I have lots of rags. It's a rock thing. Let's not talk about
okay.
it. Anyway, I looked up this moisturizer, and it was like best moisturizer in the universe. Like this, you have to get this one. It's so amazing.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, oh my God, this thing's gonna change your life. And so then I clicked on it to go buy it on Amazon, and on Amazon it had like 2.5 stars. And all these reviews that were like, this is the worst, crappiest thing in the world. It doesn't work. And that makes me feel like I can't trust freaking anything. Because like every time I look something up, I have to look at like 800 different websites to see if it's actually good or not. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So even when like, I was looking so for hotels. So you're like checking your sources. You're like.
I always check my sources if I'm Googling something. Like even when we were looking for hotels in San Francisco, some websites were and apps were like, this is the best, most fanciest freaking hotel you'll ever stay at. But then if you go onto Yelp, where people are actually reviewing this thing, the reviews will be like so terrible. So I'm like, how do you know what's actually good and what's not these days? So anyway, we were at this restaurant because a reservation app told Eric that this place was so incredible, had like incredible reviews. And then once we got there, we looked up more reviews and they were all like, no, this place is actually not that great. So we had to leave. And it was horrific for me. Like it was such a like I want to know what people think about this. Like, have you ever sat down to a restaurant and then when we got there and we're like, I don't want to eat here, we gotta go.
They brought us the water.
Yeah.
Sparkling or tap. And the waiter came over for the initial introduction and said, I'll be right back. And then we realized we've made a huge mistake.
Right. And for me, when I'm in that situation, I'm like, okay, I'm staying. Like, once you sat down at the table, you stay. Like, you do not leave. So when you suggested we leave, I was like, have you lost your mind? We're sitting. How would we leave? We're sitting down.
Don't make me seem so brave. I wasn't like, let's leave. I was like, let's leave, but we have to role play.
Right. Yeah. So he definitely wanted to role play, but I was like, we cannot. There's no way we can go. Like, this is not. Like I felt like once we, I just feel like once you sit down in a restaurant, like, you cannot leave. It's so rude. Like, I just feel
I
like.
Didn't I didn't mean
felt,
to be rude. I just.
No, I'm not saying you were rude. We both left.
There was many empty tables. It wasn't like we like took up a reservation that they could have made money on or whatever. And it was just like, it wasn't the vibe. And we wanted to go.
It was like our one night that we got to go.
Yeah.
Out to
and
dinner.
So it was like, I didn't want to waste it. And so I was like, let's go. But the people pleasing insecurity in me was like, we need a skit. And so I proceeded to fake a phone call mm-hmm. with a babysitter that didn't exist. And then so I'm arguing with a fake babysitter on the phone.
Not at first.
Assuring
first,
you
first
that like it's not an emergency, but we got to get back. But everything's okay. But I'm so sorry that our date night is ruined. And then I started talking to like our waiter and saying like, hey, and like, you know, but meanwhile, if he saw my home screen, like obviously I wasn't on the phone or yeah. I don't know. It just seemed obvious to him. And he was just like, dude, get out of here.
Well, it was obvious. I'll tell you why it was obvious to him. So like So Eric is like, sorry, we got to run. We're having a babysitter issue thing. Like, we got to go. And the guy was like, okay. Like, literally didn't care. He's like, mm-hmm. I was confused why you were here.
I was over-explaining maybe.
But then you got on the phone and started talking to this babysitter. You're like, what do you mean? We can't be alone for 10 minutes? Just put on the TV. Put on a cartoon or something. Like, he was like talking to this fake babysitter. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, fine. I guess we'll be there in 10 minutes. Like, you're like.
Yeah, and then I looked at the guy like.
And they look at the guy like, oh, and it was like, but we were walking out at that point. So the guy was just kind of like, what are you doing? But this is why it was like, didn't work because when we got there, I don't know if you remember this. When we got to the restaurant, he was walking us to our table and he's like, so you guys staying at the hotel? And we're like, no. And he's like, oh, okay. What brings you here? And we're like, oh, we're just going out to dinner. He's like, where are you from? And I said, Los Angeles area. And he was like, oh, cool. What brings you up to San Francisco? I was like, you know, we're just getting away from the kids for the weekend. We're going to the festival, whatever. So then you're like, we got to rush home.
Yeah, emergency, yeah.
To 5 hours away. And then you're the babysitter on the phone who's supposedly in the LA area with our children. You're like, we'll be there in 10 minutes.
Love, it's improv. I'm sorry I didn't have like a year to like write my one-man show. It was improv. I was just like spitballing there. And I feel like a bachelor's in theater.
Well, I thought you did a great job.
It's got to get you something.
I was just curious if anyone else out there, like if you guys are comfortable leaving dinner in that scenario, like I just kind of feel like once you've sat down, and Eric does too, we've never done this before that I can remember. Once you sit down, like you're there. Like you can't just like up and leave, right? So I'm curious if anyone else has ever done that and if you had crippling anxiety like I did that night.
Crippling anxiety, but I feel like also you should have the power to be like, oh, there's no like commitment to when you sit in a restaurant, when you've been sat in a restaurant that like you have to eat there out of pressure. If it's not
super busy, you haven't made up a reservation, you haven't ordered anything yet. Like, well,
I think you should be able to bail on anything.
Okay. That's a motto to live by in life.
Well, just bail. Like if you're like, I don't know about this, like you can walk away.
Yeah, sure. You can walk away from anything in life if you want to. That's
yeah, no, I mean, not everything, but like.
Oh my gosh, can you hear the fly, love?
Everyday things. Well, I just see him flying around you. He just really likes you.
Crazy.
I kind of like it.
Ugh. Does it just remind you that you're alive with other creatures?
Yeah, it just reminds me that
I'm
alive.
I feel like this episode's weird because like it's really hard to focus on conversation and also be painting at the same time. I'm like really.
Well, I'm excited to see the painting.
Are you done with yours?
I'm pretty. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty close to being done.
I'm not.
I showed it to Flynn today.
What did he say?
He said, it looks great. You should add some hearts.
Oh my gosh. I was going to add hearts to mine.
Yeah. I didn't get to add the hearts, but that's what he said.
We could add them right now.
Uh-huh.
I had another relax. Can I tell it to you?
Please.
I thought of this when we were on our trip, but I forgot to say it in the last episode. So my other relax is, I have these mints that are like Listerine type of mint. Like they're just, well, you know what? Just mints in general. I think mints are too much. I don't like mints. I don't like how strong they are. But specifically Listerine strips, you know the ones you put on your tongue?
Are we still doing that? That was like 20 years ago. We're still doing Listerine strips.
I don't know. I'm sure people have them. But like, you know,
they don't still exist.
Do you know those? I would think. But you know those little mints that we had on our trip to San Francisco?
Uh-huh.
Those reminded me of those Listerine strips. They were that strong. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if they did anything, but the problem was that, like, that doesn't even taste like a mint. It just tastes like you've got to agree with me. This is, like, the most horrific feeling in the world to put a Listerine strip or one of those mints that we had that's similar
The tape like, that you put on your tongue, yeah, that was never good.
Jarring. It's, like, painful. cringy, awful. It's the worst feeling in the world.
What is having a mint?
Not any mint, like the Listerine strip type mint or the mints that we had on our trip, the little balls that like exploded. They don't taste good.
No, but I liked it.
So you don't agree with me that that's horrible? No. You like Listerine strips?
No, I said the opposite. I said I don't think they still make those, and those were terrible because of the texture of like the way that like the Listerine strip would like soak into your
But the flavor of it was like the most shocking, painful, horrific. Oh my God, they're so bad. Like, anyway, I hate them. I think they're so I can't believe you don't agree with
me. I like
a
mint. I like being shocked by a mint. I like when a mint is like strong. I feel like that was like Altoid's like whole marketing strategy was like a curiously strong mint. Like it's going to be curious and it's going to be strong. Like that's, it's a mint.
I think I hate mints.
I think so.
I think they're disgusting. I don't think they make your mouth taste better. I think they're just freaking gross. I think I hate, but I do like mint.
I don't know that, well, make your mouth taste better than what?
Than like yuckiness. Well, I mean, why do you take a mint? You take a mint because your mouth tastes bad, right? Because you have bad breath or something.
Yeah. So I guess. Yeah, sure.
But I just think mints taste really bad, and they're too. I'd hate the shocking feeling of them.
That's fair.
I thought you'd agree with me on this.
But it's like what they. But it's like it's what they're for, right? Is they're supposed to be like
to make it taste worse in your mouth and to make you extremely uncomfortable and in
worse
pain.
How?
What do you mean?
It's like
it's
they're
horrible.
Like they're like we're a mint, like we're doing something. You'd rather be a mint and just be like kind of like casual.
No, I want it to taste good. Like the point of a mint is to like make your mouth taste better.
Like what? Tastes
better, like fresh, refreshed. Like okay, if I'm gonna eat gum, you know, chew gum, like there's different types of gum, right? There's different flavors of gum. And there's ones that taste better than others.
Okay.
So I feel like most mints, like the Listerine flavor of a mint is freaking foul.
Like a mouthwash flavor. That's fair, but like that's not what all mints are. Like some mints are like they do what I mean, they exist because they do what you're asking them to do, and then you're mad about it.
I'm not mad about it, love. I just don't like the jar. This is apparently not relatable, so I should just
No,
stop.
No.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think they're horrible. I think mints are awful, and I don't like them, and I thought this is one of those times where I'm realizing, like, I thought something was relatable, and it isn't at all. And that happens to me very often in life, where I'm like, well, everyone hates this. Well, everyone loves this, right? And then I realize that I'm not correct. And you look insane in this. Your shoulders in my painting that I'm doing.
You're painting my shoulders?
Yeah, I'm like putting your shirt on, like making your shirt. But it's not going well.
The object was, like, with no real specifications, was date night was like, I'm going to paint you, and you're going to paint me, and we can't see it till we're done.
Right.
But no one said anything about shoulders.
So you just want it a floating head like that doesn't have a shirt
I will
on?
Say your shoulders are in mine. So
right.
That's fair.
So I'm just trying to paint your shirt is what I'm trying to do. But
okay. What kind of shirt am I wearing?
Right now it's just a color. There's no definition.
Color shirt?
Just a shirt. Okay, so I want to read comments. We could read comments if you want to do that.
Sure.
Unless you had something else you wanted to complain about or talk
about.
Well,
since we're painting, what was the extent of your art education when you were in school?
Well, it depends what you classify as art. Because like is music and dance and theater, that's art, right?
I meant like kind of.
I took one.
Painting, ceramics, that kind of like.
Well, I did take a gourd carving class.
I know. We talk about it a lot.
I'm joking. We should just call this
Colleen's
channel
gourd carving.
Gourd. That doesn't count, I guess. In high school, I took a painting class that I don't remember anything about. Uh-huh. I was not good in it. It's not ever been my forte. My dad and my brother, Christopher, are both really good artists. It was one of those things where I always felt like I could never amount to like their caliber of talent. So like I never like tried very hard because I was like, I could never be as good of an artist as them. Like they're very talented.
That's how I felt about like my mom. Yeah.
Your mom is an incredible artist.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this isn't my thing. This is their thing. So I never like wanted to even try because it's like, I just will never amount to that. But I did take a painting class, I think, in high school. And I also took a jewelry class in high school.
Oh, fun.
Which I enjoyed. And It's how I knew this, what the smell of sulfur was. So one time when a demon was trying to possess me, I knew that if there's a demon, if a demon is around you, you smell Dima sulfur.
Manziel?
No, not her. She's fabulous. I'm talking about a demon. One time a ghost hunter told me if a demon's trying to possess you, you're going to smell sulfur. And I was smelling sulfur and I knew it was the smell of sulfur because I used sulfur in my jewelry making class. So that's one benefit of taking a jewelry making class is I was aware of what the smell of sulfur was. So when I smelled it later
for demons
with a demon around, I knew what it was. I knew it was a demon because of my jewelry class. Shout out jewelry class. And then I think that was the extent of my art education. What about you?
I have a traumatic story about this because my mom was an art major and is an amazing painter still to this day. And I never thought I was talented in it, but I always enjoyed it. And when I was in high school, they had an art class that was an honors art class. So you kind of had to audition to get into this art class. Did they have us in your high school?
I don't remember that.
Where you had to do like kind of like three paintings and they would let you into this like, you know, class of only like 15 people senior year that were in honors art. And I was like, I'm going to audition to be, you know, do the paintings to be in it because I just thought it was so fun and like thought I was like was okay. As you'll see by this painting at the end of the episode.
I think you're
like,
a really good artist.
Come on. And I didn't get in.
Oh, were you so sad?
Yes, because my girlfriend in high school got in.
Did she rub it in your face?
I mean,
did she?
I'm not saying she did or didn't, but like,
was she like
no, of course she didn't. I'm sure she was like so like felt bad, whatever, but like the insecurity of like a, you know, 16-year-old. I don't know.
Oh my
god. It made me so sad. It sucked.
Aww.
Because I was like, "Oh, I want to paint in this class." And they're like, "No, you can't be in this painting class." But like I don't feel like they had like 100 people trying to get into it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I could have fit one more that like really wanted to be there.
Oh,
and was like,
would have like tried.
I just wanted to learn. Also, it's like high school. Like, I'm just trying to like learn how to paint, you know? You're like, oh, you're not good enough to learn how to paint.
I'm so sorry, love
you. Joke's on you.
So the whole semester, did you guys stay together or did you break up? Because did this cause you guys to break up?
I don't know if it was the reason. I don't know if it was like the.
But so you guys weren't together the whole semester when she was in it. That would have been so painful for you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you weren't together when she was in it, though.
It was like off. It was like off and on, and I'm sure that's why. It's because I didn't get into the art class. Because
you just didn't want to hear her talk about her art class.
Right.
But did you ever do any other art classes, though?
Like what? Like, what do you mean?
Like art classes. Like, was that the one thing you just try to get into this honors one, but you'd never taken a class before?
No, I've never, other than like in elementary, like, you know, junior high school, it's like kind of the only art classes I ever did. I did a ceramics class once, or not, pottery. Mm. Like at a pottery studio in LA.
Mm-hmm.
To make a bowl that I'm very proud of. Mm-hmm. But other than that, no, it's like all.
Just natural.
Not natural. Like, I don't think I've done a painting in a very long time.
Yeah, I certainly haven't.
And to be fair, this is just like acrylic date night silliness. But like, you're so competitive that I feel a lot of pressure on me.
Wow, that's insane. You should not feel any pressure. I'm literally just painting.
I feel like yours is gonna look like amazing.
It's actually not looks nothing like
and
you.
And I'm again gonna like go into that shell of the embarrassed 16-year-old that I didn't get into the honors art class.
I'm literally just painting a black blob for your shirt because I feel like I'm running out of time.
You're going crazy over there.
I'm just trying to finish it. It's like taking too long.
We did this date night during the pandemic that was like the Bob Ross.
Oh, that was so fun. We should do that again.
Where we had to do like the Bob Ross like tutorial of like the trees and the forest and stuff. That was like great.
That was so fun. I'm so, when I paint or when I do a craft or an art thing or whatever, I get so into it. Like, I feel like I don't know what I'm saying. Or like, I don't know anything we've talked about. I don't remember anything we've talked about. I don't know how long we've been here. We could have been here 5 minutes or 6 hours. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you get very involved in
crafts. I don't know if, like, anything we've said has been interesting or I don't know anything that's happening. But I do know that this looks... All right, I wanted to read some comments from the last episode.
Yes, so please.
The last episode, we talked a lot about how Sonic isn't real, the restaurant, and how you don't believe that Sonic is real and that you think it's a conspiracy.
It's just a conspiracy money laundering scheme, yeah.
You also were, like, feeling, you know, good after a fun day, And you were
we'd come from a music festival,
and then like a dinner, or
and a dinner, yeah. And then we were in our hotel room, and you're like, and then we recorded the podcast.
Yeah,
like,
so
forgive me, I'm sorry.
No, no, everyone loved it. They loved because you were just like dropping F bombs every 5 seconds.
Oh no, was I?
Yeah, so I love how loosey goosey Eric is in this episode. But everyone loved it.
Here's the funny thing. I really don't remember too much of any of that, other than my my mother texting me 2 days later. After the episode came out, she goes, you know, there's a Sonic like down the street from our, it wasn't there when I grew up, but apparently there is. So if we go back to my parents' house, there's a Sonic.
Well,
she
says. All the comments were about it. Okay. So I got to tell you, I'm going to read you some of the comments about Sonic. So Eric and I were talking about last week, in case you missed it, about how we always get ads for Sonic, the restaurant, but neither one of us have ever been to one or seen one in real life. Maybe I've seen one. I don't think I have, but anyway, there were tons of comments about this. No. Mel said, we have 3 Sonics in our town, and one lady wears roller skates. She's like almost 90 years old and has worked there like since it opened, and it's
lucky.
So precious. Isn't that amazing?
Is it good?
Well, everyone's talking about. Fun fact, this is from Jessica. Fun fact, my very first job was at Sonic, and I roller skated when taking food to cars. This was 30 years ago.
Involved?
Wait, okay, you really don't remember anything about that night, because I talked about this for a while on the episode about how, like, I'm pretty sure they wear roller skates to bring you your food. And I was like, this place can't be real. And then we looked at ads for Sonic, and everyone was wearing roller skates. You don't remember this?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Amanda said, Colleen, there is literally a Sonic right next to the Milford Mall where Eric used to work. How does he not remember?
It wasn't there. That's new. That's like,
okay.
That's recent.
So
it wasn't there.
Kristen said, there's Sonics everywhere in North Carolina. You would love their pickle fries.
Oh, you would for sure.
Are you kidding? And she also said, my favorite item is their ocean water, which is a slushy with nerds. Yum.
Wait, what?
That sounds so good.
A slushy with nerds in it?
Yes. That sounds so
amazing.
So
like chunks of nerds?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good to you. You don't like that.
Are you kidding? I love nerds. Maddie maybe said, watching while sipping my crisp Sonic lemonade cream cooler. It does indeed exist.
Okay. Those words do not sound good. Crisp cream?
Girl.
Cooler?
Sounds good to me. Lemonade cream cooler? That sounds so
good.
So good. So here's another one. Liz said, being a Texan, it's hilarious to me that you guys don't think Sonic is real, because there's literally at least one Sonic in every single town, no matter how small it is. In my town, some women still skate to serve you, but I think it's optional now. It used to be a requirement like over 10 years ago.
Oh, that's super fun. I would love that.
So many comments about this. I'm going to read a couple more. Hannah said, oh, not all locations serve on skates, but a good amount do. The concept is very old fashioned, but super fun. Highly recommend. Please do a Sonic podcast moment. That would be everything.
Where's the closest one?
2 hours away. I looked it up.
It's not real.
There's one like 2 hours, 11 minutes away.
Where? What? Where?
I don't remember. It looked very random. Uh-huh. It looked like a weird place, random place.
Should we do that for next week?
That's what I was thinking. Is like, we need to take a full day just to drive to a Sonic.
Okay.
Because it would take that long, because with traffic and everything, to drive all the way to a place and then all the way back.
Uh-huh.
And then this is the last comment I'm going to read about Sonic.
Okay.
Riley said, Chapel Roan, literally posting a picture with a Sonic cup after they recorded this from the show they were at. And I'm like, is that true? Like, did she really go get a Sonic after she performed at the concert we were at, when we were at the hotel, talking about how we didn't think Sonic existed? Was she literally at a Sonic that night while we were talking about this? Oh my God, she literally is. Look, it's on her Instagram. That's her. That is her drinking a Sonic.
That's the outfit she wore that night.
Yes.
Why would she be wearing it still in another theater?
Well, maybe this is from a different performance.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, she's drinking Sonic. That's crazy.
The lemon cream?
I don't know what she. I didn't ask. I don't know.
So
I just thought that was very funny. And now,
what do we get?
Should we go?
What do we get?
What you guys should tell us. Tell us what we should get from Sonic.
So maybe we do.
Oh my God! I just remembered something I need to talk about today. Oh my God. Okay. I'll talk about it after the comments. Okay. There's just two more. Okay. Zomi said this talk. Okay, we talked about something called a cookie puss last week, which is a cake, and then we made jokes about it. Zomi said this talk of cookie puss reminds me of Nannerpuss, the pancake octopus hybrid Denny's mascot. What are you actually talking about?
Is that real?
I didn't do more research.
You can get an octopus pancake from Denny's?
Nannerpuss, the pancake octopus.
Why Nannerpuss?
Nannerpuss? Don't tell me that doesn't sound like saying something. I mean, that sounds not good.
Not great.
It sounds like your nannies.
We get it.
You know, okay, I'm going to look it up. I'm scared to type this into my, is this just a trick to get me to type this into my Google search engine?
Yeah, probably.
Nannerpuss. Let's see what it says. Denny's Nannerpuss.
For
Wait
real?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to see a picture. Oh, my gosh. It's a banana.
Oh, Nannerpuss.
On top of. Okay, now I get it. Yeah, Nannerpuss. It's an octopus.
Because they make the banana look like an octopus.
I guess
on
so.
Top of a okay. pancake.
I doubt they still have it. It looks very old.
They shouldn't have done that.
No, I don't think
but
so.
But I love that that triggered that memory for that person.
Yeah, I love that too.
Uh-huh.
And then it's your girl Shay said, Eric being fully clothed in the bed made me so uncomfortable. Outside clothes don't belong in the bed, LMAO. And I feel like I hear this argument a lot. Like, if you wear your clothes outside of the house, you should never wear them into your bed. But Eric's a big shoes in the house guy, which is wild to me.
We were in a hotel.
It doesn't matter where you are. A lot of people believe that, like, if you wear clothes out and about in life, you change your clothes to get into your bed.
We were in a hotel for like a night.
That doesn't change anything about what I just said, though.
But I also like
still
was,
a bed.
I was recording like a podcast, so like.
But
a,
that's you're still wearing your outside clothes
so I should
in the
changed,
bed.
So it should be like.
You should wear fresh clothes to get into bed.
Fresh clothes.
Yes, that's what a lot of people believe. And the reason I'm reading this is because I feel like it's going to spark a huge conversation in the comments, because this is like a thing.
Okay.
There are people who are viciously against. Wearing outside clothes in your bed. Like, you do not get in your bed ever in clothes that you have worn out and about.
Because why?
Because germs and grossness from out and about is then in your bed.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do that, like, normally.
You would lay in your bed in your clothes, I think.
What?
Yeah, like, if you, like, yeah.
If I'm in bed, I'm taking my clothes off.
Yeah, but you literally did it. You do that. I've done it from time to time.
Because we were recording a podcast. I didn't want to be like... Declosed.
Well, yeah. I'm just reading. I'm just the messenger. I'm just reading you the comment, and I know that people are going to talk about this.
I'm not going to argue for wearing clothes that you wear outside, like in your bed while you lay in
bed.
But
you're not super against it either, and neither am I. Like, I don't do it on the regular, but like, I also don't care that much. I don't think about it.
Well, how often are you washing your sheets?
I think you're supposed to do it like once a week.
Right. Yeah. So if you're doing that, like, what's the big?
Because if you wear your outsideness into your bed, then that night you're sleeping in your outside germness because it's on your bed. You put it on your bed is what these people say. I'm not saying I agree with this. I'm just saying this is what I've heard.
I'm like a hypochondriac as much as the rest of them. But like this whole like you can't wear shoes in your house.
That one I actually agree with hardcore.
Yeah.
Like ever since we had kids because I'm like they're crawling and you're
yeah,
like.
Yeah, shoes. I agree. And I also. And
as you wear shoes in the house.
I'm doing my best. I'm not wearing shoes. I'm wearing shoes kind of right now, but they're not shoes that I wear outside of the house. I don't know. Like
okay. Eric's.
I'm trying at that.
He is trying.
But the clothes in the bed, like.
Yeah, it's a big thing. People say not to do it.
Whenever I'm in bed, it's because I've just put on like kind of pajamas and I've just showered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's generally how I roll.
Yeah.
Clothes in the bed style.
Yeah. Well, not that night. And it upset someone real bad. But I thought that
what did she say? It did what?
She said that
it sent her?
It sent her like you wearing your outside clothes just in the bed was like appalling. I don't remember what her wording.
We just got back from a concert and we were like podcasting in bed.
I think that's the exact reason why she's like was against
yeah.
it. Because you were out at a concert and then out to dinner and then you wore those germs into your bed. I didn't notice and I didn't care at the time. I didn't even notice it had happened, but
guess,
she was very
yeah.
upset about it.
Sorry about that.
Well, it's totally fine. I wanted to
I
tell
apologize.
You don't need to.
Is it time to show our paintings to each
Not
other?
Almost.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I have one more thing I want to say. Okay, so I downloaded ChatGPT or whatever it's called. The
Chat.
AI. You know the AI thingy?
You downloaded Chat?
Listen, I was just
what
curious.
Are you, a
I've
college,
never done
a college sophomore no. trying to pass a.
Is that why people do it?
I think people get through college now. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I downloaded it. And I was just asking it silly questions like in my vlog today. And I was like, oh, I'm podcasting tonight. I'll ask this AI robot what I should talk about in my podcast with my husband. So I I can't remember exactly what my question was, but I was pretty specific.
Out of nowhere, you're like, I downloaded ChatGPT. That's like a thing you can do?
Yeah.
So
I asked this AI robot, okay, this, I have a podcast with my husband, and it's called Relax the Podcast, and we talk about silly, fun things, and we have fun, lighthearted debates about relatable yet ridiculous
You said
topics.
All this?
Yes, because the more specific you are, the better the robot is at like responding. So I was trying to give it, and so I was like, examples are, do you put your toilet paper roll over or under? Is cereal a soup? Is, what is the first day of the week? Is it Sunday or Monday? Like, I gave it examples even, okay?
Okay.
And then I said, what should we talk about? And this is a response. You ready for this? AI is like the smartest thing in the world, right? Supposedly. It's like,
read
what it said to, read out loud to our listeners what it said we should talk about today. It gave me a whole list of things to talk about.
It sounds like your podcast has a fun and lighthearted vibe. So here are some additional topics that you and your husband could discuss that are silly, funny, and relatable to your audience. Number one, is a hot dog a sandwich? Number two, is a hot dog a sandwich? Number three, should pineapple be on a pizza? Yes. Number four, is a hot dog a sandwich? Number five, is a hot dog a sandwich? Number six, is a hot dog a sandwich? Number seven, should pineapple be on a pizza? Number eight, is a hot dog a sandwich? Number nine, is a hot dog a sandwich? Number 10, is a hot dog a sandwich? Number 11, should pineapple be on a pizza? You know, this goes on till number 20.
Yes.
And every answer is that.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's really what happened?
That's really what happened. I was laughing so hard. I was like, what? Isn't this robot thing supposed to be like super smart?
Okay. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
So let's talk about it. It really wants us to talk about this.
It's a hot dog. Like,
is it a sandwich?
Of course it's not a sandwich. It's a hot dog.
So you would say it's definitely not a sandwich.
No, definitely not.
Really?
Should pineapple be on pizza? Yeah.
Of course it should. It's delicious.
Well, yeah.
Are these even topics?
Yeah. And they made that into 20 questions. That's,
isn't that so funny?
Oh, that's.
I was like dying laughing at that.
Chat box.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I guess we can reveal. I'm not done with mine, but I can finish it later if I have to.
No, nobody's saying they're done. We're just unveiling.
Okay, I still have more.
Are you ready?
Oh my god. Okay, you first or me first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Mine's a little bit more like came out a little bit more like cartoonish. It's not like real like hyper realism. It's more like pop, kind of pop art, arty. Okay. And I will say that like when I started this the other night, this is what your hair was like, and this is what you were wearing.
Oh my god, hey, that's pretty good. I look.
Is it pretty
like
good?
I'm maybe
what. Pretty? Look how your eyes sparkle. Do you see the sparkle in your eyes?
I'm just going to say, my lips look upside down.
What do you mean?
It looks like my lips are upside down.
You got a big bottom lip, love.
No, but it has like the dent of like a top lip on the bottom lip there.
Oh, I guess, yeah, yours just doesn't really have that.
I don't think any lips do. That's like a top lip on the bottom. Also,
where do I put it?
I feel like I have that. That's very manly features you've given me.
Where?
I feel like the jaw, the face.
What?
I just feel like
you're
it looks
so
very,
critical.
It looks amazing. That's prettier than me. But I do feel like it looks a little manly.
Manly?
Mm-hmm.
Where? How? Where? In the boobs?
In the jaw, I think. I think it's the jaw structure, the Adam's apple, perhaps.
I think there's no Adam's apple.
Kind of is.
Okay.
I love it. I think it's so great. I think it's
all
so
right.
Good. I love it. All right. Are you ready to see yours?
I don't know that I expected you to be so critical. I thought it was.
I'm not critical. I think it's beautiful. I think it's so good.
I try.
I'm not critical of you. Your painting is actually incredible. I'm critical of my own face and how I don't like my face in life. And so a painting of my face I'm not going to like because I don't like my actual face.
I understand your notes, but like, okay.
I like that you made my nose smaller than it is in real life. I really appreciate that. Like, that nose is very cute, the one you painted.
Uh-huh.
I look very,
You don't like it.
I love it. Oh,
you
my God,
like
I love it. Lovey, I love it so much.
You
I think it's
like
it's actually incredible. And
like
I actually think the Sharpie's great because it's, like, very, like, art pop. Is that what it's called? Comic art like, I don't know. Pop.
Comic Sans.
I love it.
That's
I think it's great.
For.
It's honestly not your art. It's the fact that I think my face is not great. And so if I see something that looks like my face, I'm not going to like it, period.
I believe you.
Yours isn't done. Your shirt is just a big black blob. I haven't done anything to it.
Okay.
And also, I'm just not done in general. It's just not done. But I'm going to make it. Okay. This is yours. And I tried really hard. I was going to make it like more hazy around. So because like you're like my lavender haze. But then I didn't get around to it. But that was the best I could do on the time restraints I had. Here, hold on. I'm going to put it up close to the camera so you can see the artwork that I have done of Eric. Does that look like Eric? I don't know. Here, put yours up. Put yours up. Yours is better than mine because, oh, yours is 1,000 times better than mine.
I don't think so.
As per usual.
Is my thing bigger than yours? No.
Is your what bigger?
Same size.
Yeah, I don't know. So those are our paintings. Mine's not finished. I still have more work to do, obviously, but it's getting there. What do you think? What are your notes? Do you have notes?
I think it's really good.
What are your notes?
No, I don't have any notes. I think it's really good. I'm like very supportive. Like it looks, I feel like if you showed that to our kids, they would be like, oh, that's me. Whereas I showed this to Macy this morning. She goes, oh, it's Miranda.
Oh, she thought it was Miranda. That's still me. See, I feel like that is true. If I show this to our kids, they would say it's daddy. But I could also show them like a video of like Blippi or something and they would say it's you. I feel like they see anyone that's a boy, an adult man with brown hair and an adult woman with brown hair and they think it's mommy or daddy.
Yeah.
Don't you agree? Like all the time I'll show them pictures or videos of things and they're like, oh, it's mommy. It's daddy.
I think it's, I think it's really good. Like you, I feel like you, it's like makes me feel seen, your painting.
Oh.
Because like, I feel like what my hair is right now, that's exactly like, it's really on point. And
I don't know.
I feel like my eyes are a little bit far apart.
They are very far apart in this painting. I realized that right after I did it. I was like, oh no, his eyes are too far apart.
But I do really like, I think you did it. I feel like I'm really happy with it because like it makes me feel like, oh, like my love looks at me and she knows, and she's also a talented artist, but she like,
I would not say that, my love. I would not, there's a lot I need to fix. It's not good.
I really like it. I love it.
Well, I'm not done
with it. My skin's a little yellow. It is very yellow.
Yeah, it is very yellow.
But I can see you working on that. I feel like a Simpson.
I mean, it's what I had to work with. We didn't have your exact skin tone, and I'm not a colorist that can mix them, unfortunately. I wish I was better at that.
I love the glare on the glasses. I think you did amazing.
The glare on the glasses actually isn't a glare. It's that I messed up, and so then I tried to remake the yellow. I messed it up, but I'm glad it looks like a glare. Well, there you have it. That's the episode. We painted each other. I don't know what we talked about because I was very focused on painting.
Sonic isn't real.
But make sure to leave us lots of comments for next week because I love reading your comments and it gives us lots of fun ideas. And if you don't give us comments to talk about things, we're going to ask ChatGPT what to talk about. And we're just going to talk about hot dog sandwiches for an hour next week.
That's crazy.
Isn't that so funny? Yeah. I thought it was going to give me all these great like viral ideas.
I thought people are like getting through Ivy League colleges right now based off of
hot dog sandwiches.
Writing essays for them. Apparently not.
All right. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Have you eaten it before?
I have because I've been forced.
What if you went into Macy's?
Okay.
And you're like, because you needed a robe.
Okay.
You know, like a bathrobe.
Mm-hmm.
So you went into Macy's and they're like, oh, we also just opened our sushi.
No, it's not a food
Would
establishment,
you eat
love.
Macy's sushi.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.